This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Sugoi Summit. You already know who it is. Certified Straw Hats, parents to an actual Will of D, soon to be all of us.
Certified
it's your girl.
Straw Hats.
Yeah. It's your girl, Isabel.
And Dylan.
Yeah. Look at us bringing it back a little
bit. I feel like I haven't
done
it in so long. Yeah, yeah. I like fucking stuttered. I was like,
he's like, wait, we're doing this? Yeah, I fucking hate you.
I'm Dylan, I think. I want to start the episode off with shout outs, obviously. Month, we've been busy as fuck this past month for real. It was my birthday. It was One Piece Day. It was all kinds of stuff. Shout out Tiberius for all the fucking dope thumbnails on our YouTube videos.
Yes, we love you.
We have
God.
Still been dropping
love
content
them.
And streaming, obviously, in the past month. Like, so we probably did, like, what, 3-4 streams and, like, maybe 3-4 videos.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Definitely don't miss out on the other content. Go subscribe to the YouTube and the Instagram. Shout out Sarah. Appreciate the, although she sent baby toys today.
Teething toys, numbing
super
gels,
cute.
A
and
bunch
And thank
of
you
stuff.
For the
ace
ship. I
oh,
love
the
that.
Ace ship.
And the snacks.
Yep.
We got to do this, another snack stream here now.
Yep.
Shout out Tyler for
we
the Going
snacks.
Merry ship. I fucking
yes.
love that. I can't wait to build them.
I'm so
them.
Glad him and I were talking about it for so long. Hell
doing
yeah.
streams for both them kits for sure.
Right.
Shout out Taven for the mini Sunny. I love the fucking mini
yes.
Sunny that we got there.
Grinding
now.
Through One Piece like a fucking
yeah,
G. Flying, got this
like
shit.
A real straw hat. D'Alessio, shout out D'Alessio, bought me the first color walk that
mm-hmm.
exists. We haven't fucking bumped into it somehow at FYE, luckily. Or was it FYE or BAM? I can't fucking remember.
Yeah.
And the child Tori for hooking us up with the Nezco for our eating collection set for
mm-hmm.
Demon Slayer, like the seated
mm-hmm.
eating sets, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and then the straw hat, your first ever sweatshirt with the part of the straw
yeah,
hat
my
curl.
Fucking,
that
I got
fucking,
it, finally got the,
that.
Yeah,
we both
we've seen
it
so many times and it's never in my fucking size. Tori found it my size.
Sugoi Summit, we are like probably one of the few people I know out here that have so many matching sweatshirts now
yeah,
and t-shirts especially. Yeah, like literally, love it.
Our whole family.
And then London with the Gear 5 statue.
Yeah, London
it.
Got me the
Thank
Gear
you,
5
that
statue,
shit was awesome.
shout out. And then obviously thank you to you, my love. I appreciate the birthday party. We went to Dave and Buster's.
Worked out really, really well.
Yeah,
shout
we
out to Jake for
Buster's.
Blowing up all the balloons and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Jake blew a bunch of balloons.
Thank God.
Yeah, so we went to Dave and Buster's for the first time. The food was pretty good. The games were all right, honestly. They were like
yeah.
games were kind of mid. Like there was some yeah. there was like some cool stuff that I really wanted to try, but it was like broken.
Yeah.
And then they're
really?
Just like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's broken. Don't worry about it. It's like, no, I'll fix it.
Mm-hmm. The Mario Kart was really, really fun. All those, and you all play against
Mario
each other.
I,
mean,
I
need
did
to
the
go
other
back.
Racing one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need
fun.
To go back.
We need to go back.
And also, we have just a little warning for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Watch out for the Weebaholics podcast, okay? Because they're just hitting on random women on their fucking... their main podcast
what?
Account. Weebaholics, that dude that messaged you.
Oh.
And was like, hey, come
yeah.
through, blah,
yeah.
blah, mad fucking creepy. Didn't look at her profile at all because every picture is just pregnant Isabel and me.
Oh, yeah.
This man's being creep. So Weebaholics, y'all weird
podcast.
As fuck.
forgot about that shit.
Try a dating app, dog. That was where I found Isabel. I found her, this woman right here that you wanted to come through. We found her on Tinder. All right? So I wouldn't do Instagram DMs from your main business account. I would definitely switch to a dating app for adults. I don't know if your dad was in your life. Maybe you didn't know that. Not sure. Oh, no one taught you. I didn't have a dad either, dog. God. I had to learn this stuff. Someone had to tell me. I'm telling you right now. All right? So Tinder, Bumble.
There's a lot of options out there, okay?
Whatever you like, dog. Steam wallpaper. As you guys know, this is one of my favorite fucking apps to exist. Anyone that has a PC, this is a must-have $3 app. It lets you have any live wallpaper on as many screens as you want to have. But they now have an update out where you can connect your phone to the app on your PC. Yes. And then you can also have live wallpapers. Like anything that's on your PC, you can have as your phone wallpaper now, as
right.
well.
Right.
So if you have that, check it out. I found it on accident the other day. Been obsessed with it since. Rocking a fucking straw hat, obviously. Sunny, just sailing away. But yeah, I wanted to get that out there so you guys all know.
New, if it's new, though, because I feel like they always had a category when you click on Discover for iPhone ones or whatever.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have an iPhone. Okay. I've never seen an iPhone.
Or for phone ones.
I've never seen a phone until now.
Maybe. Okay, I'm gonna look, too.
An eye update. This little wild one standing.
Yeah, she's pulling herself up now, guys. We officially have in, what's the date right now? The 7th? So 4 days? Yeah. 5 days?
5 days.
5 days. We're going to have an 8-month baby. And this time last year, I was pregnant with her. We had the gender reveal podcast by now. Yeah.
I was like, we're getting ready to go on vacation. No. That's all that's been on my mind. I want to go to the beach so bad.
I know.
We had a little pool day today. That was so nice with Anaya. She wasn't
too bad.
Yeah. I played horse and beat Isabel this time because she beat me last time.
It was neck and neck for a little bit, guys.
It was not neck and neck, dog. I don't know.
I kind of just walked through you last time.
Yeah, last time that was different, all right? I don't know what was good. The ball, you know what I'm saying? We pumped the air up this time. I was hitting my shots a little bit. Last time, the ball was deflated, so she was hitting her shots. You know what I'm saying? They didn't bounce off the rim and stuff.
I hate you. It was fun, though. It was very, very fun. We needed it.
As you all know, Crunchyroll is stealing from all of us.
This is the episode, damn. Yeah.
If any of you have had any problems with Crunchyroll, please reach out and let me know when you ordered, whatever you ordered, how long it's been. And, you know, because I've just been harassing them nonstop. Me and Isabel both have just been, every time they post something, we're like, they're never going to ship your shit out. Don't buy anything from these fucks.
Yeah, I've been trying to, like, put more comments on Facebook whenever they drop something. Like, buy our pre-orders or Insta. I'm like, no, they're falsely advertising. Yeah, I do buy
it. How can they not be sued? Like, I don't understand. They're straight fucking lying to everybody. But so I messaged them actually again, and because they told me, hey, when July ends, we're gonna get you tracking the last week of July, blah blah. If by somehow we don't get it by July, just message us in July and we'll let you know when it gets shipped out. I was like, okay. Waited a whole another month, waited all of July, messaged them on the last day of July, and I said, hey, where's my tracking at? And they said, hey, I still don't fucking know. We have a warehouse? What's a warehouse? And then they proceeded to act like I was a criminal for not just being like, okay, just give me my money back. No, bruh, you guys said these shits were in stock. I bought them with real money.
Because I remember looking at everything.
It's only been like 4 months.
They were falsely advertising for a little bit until I think maybe us complaining or somebody complaining was like, all right, we got to.
It's like literally, it's absolute fucking bullshit.
Because I ordered it June 1st and I still haven't. So what, we're in August now. And then you ordered yours in May.
Yeah, and we're in August now.
Yeah, so yeah, it's, guys, come on now. I don't know, like, it just sucks because I always, like, we never had a problem. That's where I bought All Might, I think,
That's where we bought, like,
we buy most because it's secure, it always comes good, like, it's not, you're not going to get ripped off or whatever, so I don't know, it just sucks that they can't shut down their warehouse. Like, other companies, like, CD Projekt Red did that when they were moving and expanding. They were like, all right, guys, everything, all this shit's on sale. Buy, it's gone.
Was,
and they shut everything
that,
down.
The thing was that CD Projekt Red announced that their things were... Right. No, they said even before, they said, this is a sale. We're clearing our warehouse out. We're moving warehouses. Crunchyroll never said anything.
No, and then Blizzard
did
the same thing. I remember because they didn't sell everything down.
Yeah, but the thing was that they announced that they were closing the warehouse down.
No,
Crunchyroll didn't announce shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They just were like, hey,
went the
buy
right
these
path.
In-stock items.
Yeah. Crunchyroll's just been like, all right, we're never taking our shit down. We're not telling you guys anything. Like, I mean, come on now. Like, you guys are a bigger site than those sites.
Like, literally 10% of our order back. Or not even maybe like
$25 code and
out of $300.
Yeah, out of
So what is that? It's not 10%, or it's almost 10%.
No,
but it's like, yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
Like, you should be, I don't know.
And it's like, and then like, okay, well then don't stop advertising. Just stop selling stuff.
Just shut
like,
down the site. It's so simple.
So I have had people reach out already and message me all the way back into March. People That's ordered insane. In March and still haven't gotten their shit. Because I've been like going on Twitter campaign of hate and shit like that. So
I'm about to start.
And, like, I have literally, so I posted all the screenshots of their messages on Twitter and everything because they're literally fucking us over, all of us. And it's just fucking ridiculous.
And they already took the money. I think I'm just tempted to take the money back and buy
I'm tempted to take the money back for the big one and just buy something else completely.
Yeah.
Buy those new speakers for the PC.
It's $50.
No, those are shitty speakers. I want nice speakers.
Oh, my. Well, I guess because, yeah, we do need it to be nice because yours is hooked up to the main one. The computer. Yeah.
I want to get them ones
I want out. A new monitor next. That'll be.
We can definitely scoop you a new monitor, too. Those are pretty.
If Black Friday comes around, there's
some Black Friday for sure. For Amazon
Anaya,
Prime Day, we could
have fucked
that
first
shit. When is Prime Day again? For any of the. Did we talk about this in the last podcast? Probably not.
No.
We got new phones. I don't know if that's new or not.
Shout out to my mom, and then shout out to eBay for doing
Yeah, I've got my Johns on eBay. I got that cell phone plug, and it worked well. But I just swapped the fucking SIM card, and it works perfectly.
Yeah.
So definitely shout out eBay, bro. $400 for an S21 Ultra, and it's like 2 years old, and it was literally in box. It was literally brand new.
It just sucks because I got the watch and the phone, so I of course I'm not gonna pass up free.
Yeah,
and
switch to Samsung for free watch. Which iPhone is it? 13?
Yeah, I think it's like 13 Max. Wait, 13 Pro Max or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, that's something wild. But it's I love it. It works great. So I mean, after I hold this phone for at least 4 years, then I'll go to Samsung and get everything nice.
And then we also on the Amazon Prime Day deal, we got Anaya a 5-foot by 5-foot playpen that she fucks with pretty heavy.
Shout out to Erin. I don't know.
I got her
listen.
Some cute ass cube.
She told me
too,
to get one. I was
loves.
Like, oh my god, Dylan, fucking get one. They're so worth it. She's adorable. And then, yeah, Dylan or her dad got her some little toys that she's been liking. So,
yeah, she's been fucking with the toys.
She's got all sorts of different toys now. I think our next purchase is going to be flashcards and doing some more reads for chapter books and Pokemon. So,
yeah, we do have a bunch of those, like, gold binder Pokemon books. I didn't even know that was a thing, by the way. Like, the gold binder was special. I just thought that was how it was.
Golden books for, like, young kids.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing, even.
Yeah.
I just thought they'd be like that.
Series of books. No. It's a special series of books. Because
we got the Pokemon one, you know what I'm saying?
I know. I've read that to her twice now, so I am slacking a little bit. I need to read more to her, but I mean...
She's been eating, chilling. Like, regular foods.
Yeah.
We gave her eggs, and we gave
her
apples, banana.
She does good with everything so far. I mean, she hasn't, like, not liked something. I guess, maybe, I don't know. Well, good.
She's,
know.
Like, full-on sitting up, crawling
she,
now,
yeah.
too.
Yep.
It's so wild.
We have
I haven't posted so many
human.
Fucking cute pictures.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's a bomb-ass steak dinner night, too. Yeah, I've been enjoying it. I love being a dad so much. It's so fucking
She loves
fun.
It. Every time he, like, walks into the room, she gets all excited when she sees him or I. Like, oh, boy. And, like, yeah, we're just falling in love with her more and more, so.
Yeah. I
She's
can't
healthy.
See, like,
I don't know we give a little pound update. She's 15 pounds now, girl.
Yeah, we did have her fucking
She's
meeting.
She's so cute.
I think we did talk about that one.
We did talk
about
Okay, cool.
Maybe.
Just want to make sure. Well,
She
is a literal Will of D member, so you guys have to be respectful to
Yeah, exactly.
Or you guys can leave, so she's the cutest little thing ever.
We've been watching Jujutsu Kaisen season 2. We're one episode behind, I think.
I almost
saw
finished
Gojo
the manga.
Get fucking
caught up. Books.
Yeah, we're almost caught. Yeah,
books.
Book 19. 20 should be out any fucking day now. Like, I feel like it's been like 4 months that 19's been out now.
A lot of books, right? Right.
But we've been watching this season, the fucking anime season, and it's been really good. Gojo got smoked.
Yeah,
and I mean, obviously, he's still in it, so we know he don't die.
But this is like a flashback, Right.
I know, which kind of like bums me out because it really does take like the drama out of it. I'm like, okay, well, I know he's still alive, so cool. It just, I mean, it was animated great.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
No, it was.
We've been watching Zom 100, and that shit has been phenomenal.
Has been really good. Yeah, I watched last night the live action, and I think it's just like a little 1 hour condensed of season one, everything important into it. So, I mean, it flows good, but not as good as the anime because the anime fills in a lot of the stuff. But no, it was good. I'm interested to see how certain looks look in the anime versus what I saw in the live
with
action.
I just so much.
Because it gets so wild in the fucking live action. Yeah, he is.
I mean, that show we just watched was pretty wild for the fourth episode.
It gets even wilder. I'm not going to spoil it.
It doesn't surprise me.
It gets even, literally, it gets so much more wild. Like, what the fuck is happening?
We finished Hell's Paradise, and
honestly, I don't know how.
Overrated.
I don't know. Yeah,
it was okay. The animation was all right. It wasn't anything crazy though. It was more on that like God of, or was it not God, God Tower of
Tower of God?
Yeah, Tower of God like animation, which is like just okay to me.
Yeah.
He was a cool character, but I really did not give a fuck about any of the other characters in the whole thing.
Think the plot wasn't that done. I don't know. It just didn't really pique our interest that much
Sakura
with how they had it all laid
annoying,
out. And then I don't like
useless.
The female characters at all. I didn't really like how they were written. It wasn't bad. Again, not bad. I can see why it's a favorite of some people's, but I just, with what else we've been watching, I just didn't really consume us.
It was definitely not better than Heavenly Delusions.
Or Zombie.
Heavenly Delusions was so much better
than
Hell's
Paradise. Like the plot was just kind of, it was just, well, kind of done. Yeah. Yeah.
My Happy Marriage. Taven
I was about to say that. He did?
Because, him and
Jake thank you, Taven, because I posted about it, and then he said they were obsessed with it, and I was like, oh my God.
I did give it a watch.
All of
what, it? How many episodes?
You didn't watch the last episode. Yeah, I think there's 5 or 6 out now, actually.
Yeah. So, yeah,
but
I
most recent episode, Dylan is actually going to, I think it's when he's going to be like, all right, I like this now. Because he didn't like all the negative depression stuff in the beginning.
I hate love triangles. I'm saying like between like the guy who wants to be with the girl, but then like they forced him to get married, the bitchy sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like his soulmate that got married off to a prince, and then she
Dylan's
forgot about the soulmate.
This episode,
yeah, I know.
At the end of it.
Oh wait, is he an asshole now?
What?
The guy.
What?
Is the guy an asshole? Her soulmate that got sold off to his bitchy sister. Is he like
a
bitch
the guy?
Now?
No. Actually, no. He does something really mature at the very end of it, and then that's how it ends. So unless the sick, I'm excited to see the new one.
Yeah, I haven't seen.
We gotta watch the good one then. All right, cool. I'm down.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see how I feel about it.
He's going to like it, though,
okay.
Because in the next episode, as Taven and J-Cat probably already know, that they, like, him and the girl, like, do, or, you know, they're really into each other, and then something happens. So I think you'll like to see, like, the normal relationship shit then. Like, they're both there for each other. So, yeah. I'm excited.
We actually almost dropped Baki Season 2. Because they threw a bullshit-ass
rape scene
in there for no reason.
Yeah.
Hated that.
It came up, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? Everyone was like,
bro.
Yeah, I don't know why that was written in, but I mean...
This whole season, honestly, has been way more, like, fucked.
It was to show how animalistic he was, but that's not... I don't know why we had to... All right, we already get how animalistic he is. He was fighting a T-Rex, so it's like, you don't need to show me that just because he's such an animal. Like, come on, that's fucking...
Yeah, he's so primal, he just rapes people.
Yeah, and then no one was able... Yeah,
what an alpha.
Yeah, like, that's
not... But then what made me even more mad is that Baki did nothing. Baki
he was
there. He was off in the back, wasn't he, with the fucking the other guy, the general.
Oh,
and he just stood there.
I don't know about that.
And I was like,
because
he was like sweating, he was nervous. I was like, bro,
right.
Baki,
yeah,
get the fuck in there, dog. Like, swing on him. If you can't beat your dad, if you can't beat this dude, then why are you worried
and
about
then
your
his
dad at all?
Okay, that was the
yeah.
Only
them
thing
breaking
that
into the prison
was
crazy.
Was the dad breaking into the prison? That was the only thing
that
saved
it.
I loved Hanma. What?
That was what we ended on, right? We didn't see them start boxing at all.
I don't know what happened between. He was just facing him, and he's like, "Hey, you should, you know, stop being a fucking."
Yeah, I was not happy about that.
No, I figured.
This falls into the anime category, but it's not really technically anime. The new Puss in Boots movie on Netflix.
I thought we talked about it on the last podcast.
No,
because
I just watched it like
a week,
2 weeks ago or something like that.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It was very, very good.
For real.
Yeah.
Like,
a lot of big time actors voice the characters and
the
way they animated
wolf
it.
Is menacing, bro.
And the fact
wolf
that
is
that's
a whole
Pablo
anime
Escobar's
villain.
Voice from Narcosian.
It was so good.
Sick.
Bro, what is that one called? Like The Last Wish or something
like
that?
Yeah, The Last Wish.
It's
yeah.
so good. It's on Netflix right now.
There is another Puss in Boots movie that came out after
like,
Shrek.
Literally anime level fight scenes.
Now,
like,
guys,
animated.
Listen. The next movie we watch in, like anime, because I think now that we have a baby now, I think we'll watch more of those is going to be Shrek 2. No, Shrek 3.
Oh my gosh.
No, Shrek 2. Though. Sorry. Dylan only saw the first Shrek. We have to watch Shrek 2.
I've seen two Shreks.
Because it's funny. But the second Shrek is just a little bit more wild and funny, is what I'm saying. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, I'll watch it when she's old enough to watch them, you know what I mean? I'll give it another chance, but I'm not watching
it. Who was on my side of that? Oh my god, Tori. Okay, we're gonna watch it. Yeah, we have to.
We'll see.
We will. We watch your anime all the fucking time, bitch. Yeah, I mean, it's our anime, that's good. But yeah. Oh my god. But it's just a classic.
It's nostalgic.
Yeah, nostalgic, but it's also funny and wild. Like, I remember scenes and I'm like, oh my god, that happened. Like,
I remember the one scene where, like, funny. the arrest one, but I'm saying it's so wild.
The second one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, I feel like maybe I saw the second one, but I didn't see the third one.
The prince and his mother, godmother, are so fucking funny in this shit. Like, it's funny. I'm telling you. We'll see.
Let me know in the Discord. Should I watch Shrek 2? And three.
The three is just like a cute them having kids and the little Shrek, and he's like stressed about being a dad, so he like leaves, and it's just like a whole little fucking
Shrek 2. Let me know.
Yeah. Well, he comes back and she's just pregnant, but yeah, that's like
we're gonna do a real quick One Piece, just right real quick on Big Mom and Law vs. Kid. We did a live reaction, I didn't upload it to the YouTube yet, but I need to edit that and upload that to the YouTube yet.
Hell yeah. Right.
So we have that one, and then we had the amazing Gear 5 drop, the absolute phenomenal Gear 5 drop, but we're doing a whole separate episode about that, guys. So you guys don't have to worry about any spoilers or anything for that.
Right.
But announcement we do have is that Ryoma is getting his own movie.
Yeah,
from
movie?
Monster. Yeah, well, yeah, it's going to be like a couple episodes or one shot. I'm not sure what format they're going to use, but it's like a, yeah, short. Sure, right. It's a one-shot manga, so it can't be that long. It's gonna be either a movie or a couple episodes.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I've never seen the book. I'm gonna look for it now. I didn't know it was a thing until I heard the anime was announced.
Damn.
If I'm being honest. But yeah, so definitely gonna be watching out for that sometime next year. But Big Mom versus Law and Kid. What'd you think of the way that it was shot? The fighting itself.
Okay, listen, y'all. She is Doflamingo, and honestly, Big Mom, and I fuck with Kaido, but there's just so many iconic villains, but definitely some of my favorites are obviously Doflamingo and Big Mom. And Big Mom, I really liked how she was done in this, in the fight. Like, how her whole part in it and how much she was just taking was just amazing.
Mad damage.
Captain Mid, he was the only thing that I was like, you can get the fuck out of here. He was okay.
So much damage.
But yeah, it just showed how, I mean, whatever. Anyway, so how weak this bitch is. But Big Mom, Law did his silenced room, and it was just a lot happening.
And then shot her down the thing, bro, into the lava. Do we think she's dead though?
She said it. She said, you know, you don't think this is gonna. I don't know. I don't. I think that I have just a hint. I'm hoping my little heart's like, ooh, what if this bitch? Because and you've given that whole thing before with Elbaf and shit. So. Yeah. I don't know, guys. I'm just saying, I think that she is a monster, and I think Oda, I mean, with how Cake Island and her whole backstory, guys, like, again, a female villain, well-written character, and how important, like, wild she is. So, I don't know. She might come back. I don't know. I'm just saying.
She's definitely one of my favorite female
antagonists. I need that $600 figure ever. Of her. That yeah, she's just... She's that just big wild. Boy. Yeah, I need that. That's like on my bucket list.
That's fine. We can put her up on that top shelf.
There are
with
some
the,
giant,
that,
and then the Doflamingo one that he just got. Like, there's some ones.
Oh,
like,
that one is crazy. Yeah. We need a house for all that shit, though.
Yeah.
But going off of that, moving into shows, we are definitely going to cover the One Piece live action, which we also did do a video for on YouTube that we covered it.
There
at
have
my
been
birthday
some more
party,
stills
actually.
Came out. Of pictures of them, like all in the
yeah, I saw some
stuff.
Of the body
so
one
have some
and shit like that
and stuff now. Yeah, right.
How do you feel
excited
about
for
it?
I'm excited. I am. I'm the Sanji actor. I'm most excited to see Sanji, and I just really vibe with him on Instagram and stuff. But and then just all of them, the acting and all that. Like, I'm excited for it. I'm just it's something different to watch, and I feel like we always struggle with what are we going to watch now? And like, we're watching What We Do in the Shadows. We still are.
Yeah, we've actually been
restarted
like,
with some friends.
We have a good amount of little TV shows to talk about
that
here
are
right
actually
now.
Decent.
We've been watching shows.
Like, actually decent.
We've been grinding through a lot of shit. Animes and shows and games. We've been flying through stuff. yeah, honestly, I hate the way Arlong look. I think he's really ugly and weak.
I agree
looking.
On that. Right, right.
But like everything else, CG wise, the maps obviously
pretty,
look amazing.
Yeah.
With the maps, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm thinking Call of Duty. but like I don't know if I'm going to be okay with the switch-ups of, like, them breaking into Barate and shit like that, or Long Pirates
like how they have Barate, to shoot it. Like, yeah, they can't shoot it.
And, like,
it,
I don't want Nami to be, like, Nami's inside Arlong Park when Luffy's, like, confronting Arlong and shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's, like, that's, she was not there.
I get
she
that. I will say, I'll defend it a little bit. I get, like, with live action to anime, they have to shoot and put them in thing, you know what I mean, different than the anime. I mean, yeah, it does suck though. I still agree.
My thing is, like, they have enough money though.
But I, you know, yeah, mean? Yeah,
they have, like, unlimited money.
I don't know why they had to shoot it the way that they shot it, but yeah,
because they're dumb and lazy,
right?
And they think they know everything, just like why Edgerunners got fucked up.
I mean, that's why he told them to reshoot a lot. I remember Oda was like, I had to tell these bitches to reshoot.
I don't even
a
know
lot.
If they actually did that shit.
Really?
I don't know.
Would you stop? That's what I don't know. I don't know.
So I don't know. We'll see how the One Piece live action turns out, but I'm losing faith the more I see. If I'm being honest,
not with, I mean, just, I just with certain Arlong, things. Some things look great. Some things look as good as it could. I know, but you said you're upset with how yeah the flow of it.
I'm thinking it's
so
gonna be like
I
a
agree,
solid 6.5/7 out of 10. Maybe
it has to flow differently in live action versus how the anime does it from scene to scene.
Our
you know
small
I mean?
Little demon has awoken.
Oh yeah, say hi.
And she's
then.
Now with us.
Just
and she's
here.
Standing. Yeah, she's just standing there.
He's leaning up against me.
Jumping. You're definitely not getting that mic, though. That's what she got her eyes on. Oh. Say, let me get that mic right there.
Say hi.
But speaking of shows that we've been watching, I watched Alone Season 9. And did you watch
Wasn't
some of
that?
Was
that the one on Netflix?
It? Yeah, the newest one. They just added it.
I don't know how it ended, though. I don't think I finished it.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I didn't finish it.
It comes down to two people, right? Yeah. First Spanish guy to ever win, or the first woman to ever win, right? Those are the two people it comes down to.
Okay.
Now, homeless
the one
bitch,
girl's
right?
doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's the one that it comes down to. They both decide to enter a Star Vault on accident. Like, they didn't know that the other one was doing it, right? Because obviously alone. And the guy just literally, after like 2 months, he's just like, I'm just not going to eat anymore. He's like, I'm just going to conserve all of my energy and sleep all day. And that's literally what
and
he
the
did.
The more you sleep,
he got up, he went and got water every day, made water, drank water, and then laid down.
He just didn't bother to put the energy into finding food?
Yeah, nothing.
Damn.
Because like once he had made it, like 2 weeks, it was like, or 2 months or whatever, like they were already down to like four people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so he was like, I'm just going to fucking see how long I can last with no food.
Damn.
And then the girl,
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
The girl was just ass at getting food.
Yeah.
At getting real food.
Yeah.
So she ended up like fucking, she made this like berry jerky, and she survived on berry jerky because she couldn't catch anything once winter hit. So it came down to her eating just berry jerky and failing at hunting.
Right.
And then this dude using photosynthesis. And
just conserving all
fucking,
his energy.
It literally went like two more weeks like that, and photosynthesis won.
Damn.
He literally outlasted the woman.
Well, she's a gummy. I'm like, but good
somehow.
On her, though. Like, I mean,
made it.
Yeah, like, I don't. Has it? I guess it has.
If she
would have
stuck
it
out like one more week, like she could. It was a. It came down to a mental thing for her, really. Like she still had berry stuff, and she was just like, I can't fucking eat any more of this goddamn berry jerky.
Yeah,
but like.
Yeah.
Technically, if she would have just sucked it up and ate the berry jerky, she could have probably won.
She could have, right.
Because this man was doing nothing. And they're lucky because they had one guy who was killing it. No problem at all. And he accidentally got sick because he, like, miscooked something.
Yeah.
But he was, like, literally fucking log cabin, had mad food, was chilling.
Right.
And it was, like, beaver or something like that. He, like, miscooked beaver and got really fucking sick and had to call out.
Fuck that. Like, yeah, that would be the worst thing, getting sick or hurt, and you literally have to leave.
But it was so
survive.
Funny just watching those two have a Star Wolf.
Can you imagine how people, like, we've just grown from that to this with medicine and shit?
Also, I've decided to recommit myself to Flash, because I used to love the Arrow and the Flash, the CW shows. Did you ever watch either of them?
No, my sister did, but I never did, and I just don't, know.
Yeah, so Flash, the first three seasons were amazing. Like, really fucking good. I think you would like the first three, even.
Mm-hmm.
Season four, they introduced Plastic Boy,
and
he's horrible.
Yeah,
I hate him so much. Yeah, I was bitching about him last night a little bit at the Gear 5 party, because I was like, I was talking to Tori about The Flash, because he watches it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, bro, I hate this Plastic dude so much. He ruined the show for me. Like, I can only watch like one or two episodes a day because I got to deal with this stupid fuck. We're dealing with a crazy ass storm right now. That's what we actually paused the podcast so we could go, you know what I'm saying, outside in the fucking rain.
So scary. Oh my God.
I love the rain so much.
No.
I'm going back out after this podcast. But yeah, so I'm a little depressed because there's 9 seasons in Aya. Isn't that crazy? 9 seasons of The Flash. And apparently 5 of them I got to deal with this dumb plastic fuck.
Damn, that sucks. So all of it, the rest of it.
I guess. I don't know. Hopefully he dies. That's what I'm banking on.
Maybe in like 4 seasons it will die.
Now we're moving into a show that we both love.
Yes.
What We Do in the Shadows. One of our newest pop collections.
We got the whole set. Except for Energy Vampire, but we don't need it.
Yeah, I don't care without Colin Robinson.
Yeah. He's iconic, but not.
This show apparently is like 5 fucking seasons deep already somehow. Didn't even know.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. She's a little energy vampire.
Babies.
But yeah, this shit is hilarious. It's pretty much like 4 vampires in a house in Staten Island, modern day, and one human familiar who's like their fucking slave pretty much in this house, and it's
Guillermo.
So fucking funny. It's hilarious. Just trust us, watch it.
It is good.
It's on Hulu. That's the only place we found it out. So fuck Hulu.
I've seen it online. Goddamn commercials. Yeah, I was like, we need to watch this shit.
Yeah,
it's so good.
We're on what, season 4 now, I think?
Because I see the TikToks of Nandor in that, like, and it's just so. I was like,
I just saw a commercial one time of Guillermo.
No, I saw it all. Oh, really, Guillermo?
That was the one. That was remember I asked you about it, and then you were like, "Yeah, we need to watch that show."
Yeah. Crazy thunder outside. Oh my God.
Yeah. Right after my birthday, following my birthday, we had The Witcher season 3 dropped its final part, and that means the end of The Witcher.
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, because I'm not watching. I'm not watching it anymore. Fuck that. It was really good though. Witcher season 3. I like the way the way it ended. And he is a fucking true gamer.
So like he was.
I don't even like Warhammer 40,000. Is too much for me. He's a true. He is about that.
PC building statues. Yeah.
Fucking nerd. But yeah. So like I said. Great season. Great CGI. Fighting was dope. Somehow they did Ciri without her being cringy, which I appreciated. My boy, the fucking bard, I love him so much. He's so fucking funny. Turns out he's gay this season, you know what I mean? But yeah, his song, bro, Toss a Coin to the Witcher is such a fucking vibe forever. I got that shit on Clone Hero. That's how good a song
it
is.
I would care more if I like played the game. I just need to play the game.
I need to play the game too, honestly. Like, maybe that's why I'll start.
I'd be down to watch you play. Like, I don't know if I would want to play it myself.
I started Yakuza.
Oh my God, really? I hate you.
It's been pretty funny so far. Really? Yeah. It's been very, like, typical, though. Like, what you expect it to be for, like, an over-the-top. Yeah? She wants that mic so bad, you guys. I'm sorry, headphone users, if that was loud, you know what I'm saying? She didn't learn volume control yet.
Miss Will of D. She's trying to speak to the people.
And the final show that I've been watching, I did a blood pact with Ruka, one of our main head mods, you know what I'm saying? He is watching Hunter x Hunter for the first time. He's sucking it up because he was talking wild shit. He was saying stuff like Hunter's bad and stuff. I don't know what his problem is, but we're going to get him straightened out. He's going to watch Hunter x Hunter. He has to watch, I think, up to at least episode 50 right now because I traded him Cobra Kai. So I'm watching Cobra Kai now for the first time. I've seen the original Karate Kids. I've seen the one with Jaden Smith in it also. Did you watch The Karate Kid?
I did watch the one with Jaden Smith, which is a movie, I did watch some of the older one from what, like the 1980s, I think?
Yeah, I think there was 2 old ones, right?
Yeah. They come out with at least 2 or 3.
And then...
I only watched the first one.
But then you watched the Jaden Smith one?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't bad.
I don't remember hating it, but I remember just being like,
Yeah.
My boy Jackie.
Yeah.
So Cobra Kai, I'm gonna say this. If you go into it looking for comedy, especially if you're like on the left side of politics, great comedy because the head guy, Johnny, is literally just like a walking like MAGA Trump supporter. Like, literally his first line in the whole show is racist as fuck, complaining about immigrants. And then, like, it goes into a whole, but he ends up that he's not, like, it's weird because Johnny's, like, a light and dark guy. Like, he knows what's right, but, like, sometimes him wanting to be a fucking, like, MAGA supporter so bad does, like, what his Noah's right mind, and then he does dumb shit.
Right.
So it's, like, but, like, you know he knows what's right, and he always feels bad afterwards, like, he can't, like...
He's like, I don't want to do this shit, but I'm being a fucking menace.
Yeah, like, he just can't help himself but to be a fucking menace. But then it's like, he's like 45. Like, he's looking rough for a day. The other dude, the Russo guy, is kind of a straight dickhead, too. He's just like a rich dude now who's just like flexing his money everywhere he possibly can. His daughter is cool. She's a good character. And I like Miguel. He's a cool character. I knew Hulk was going to be a motherfucking menace. As soon as I saw that motherfucker lip come back with a red mohawk, I was like, "Oh no!"
You only
should
be the
dog.
One scene of them in the classroom, and that was—I mean, not the
them
class,
in
the
school.
Hallway.
Yeah, they get in the fight in
and
the
I
fucking
was like,
school.
What the fuck is happening? Like,
yeah,
it's
turning
just
the whole
kinda,
thing.
Yeah.
No, Hulk is gonna kill somebody. I'm pretty sure. I'm only in season two right now, but if Hulk doesn't kill anybody,
God.
I'd be surprised because he's always looking for. His girlfriend just broke up with him too, so now he's like gonna be an extra menace.
Yeah. Shit. Oh my god, no.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for that to come. It's definitely gonna happen. I can't wait for it. But I've been enjoying it, surprisingly. Even though, like, it still is cringy as fuck. It's not no anime, you know what I'm saying? But it's worth the watch.
It's enjoyable enough where, yeah, it's worth, yeah.
Yep. Video game-wise, that's pretty much all the shows, right? Do we have anything show-wise left to talk about?
I don't think so. I think we covered most of, yeah, I don't know.
Other than Gear 5, which I obviously like I said, we'll be doing a whole episode, extra
whole
episode. What the fuck is
episode.
Wrong with me? I'm having a stroke right now. I'm having a stroke right now. It's because that rain outside.
Fucking,
yeah, that rain outside
is going.
Crazy.
It's like breaking my train of thought.
I finally beat One Piece Pirate Warriors 4.
Okay.
It was a
damn.
Grind. I still want to go through
all the different moves and shit.
Yeah, it
so.
Is pretty fun. I can't wait for the fucking DLC, the new DLC coming up. I wanted to beat it so I could get that and play that. But it was definitely worth running through it for sure. I'm starting
I'm
Metroid
surprised
Exodus.
You finished it that fast. Like it wasn't.
Well,
like,
I can still just... there's still I want to go back through the treasure collectors thing because like you can unlock like 3 or 4 more characters like that. Mm-hmm. So I want to go back through and unlock all the rest of the characters. But I have, like, 32 characters right now, I think.
Damn, One Piece characters?
Yeah, One Piece characters.
Damn, I have to check. Okay.
And then the DLC is going to be 9 new characters.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to play this now.
Like,
I didn't realize
it's co-op.
It was that many characters. Yeah, and it's co-op?
Yeah, you could get it, and then we could co-op together and just fuck people up together.
Damn, we have to get next purchase.
Definitely worth it, especially for this new DLC.
Right?
There's a new Detective Pikachu game coming out, which I'm pretty hyped for. I still want to get you Mystery Dungeons and get you to play through Mystery Dungeons so fucking bad. I've been looking on deals for it, but I haven't found the right deal
I'm
yet.
I'm, like, itching for another cute Pokemon game.
You've been grinding Dreamlight Land Village.
Dreamlight Land? It's
hard.
Disney Dreamlight, right? It's basically
Dreamlight?
Disney. Yeah, Disney Dreamlight.
Okay.
That's literally it. And it's, my little...
Anaya! My little Cho-o. Hi!
You're smiling. What was I saying? But yeah, so it's Disney Dreamlight, and it's basically Animal Crossing, but Disney. So I can customize everything, and all the items are really cute. So yeah, I'm just back in that. And I downloaded Tribes of Midgard, and
yeah.
I was actually grinding that for a little bit, but then I had troubles finding.
You
finding
said you
it.
Felt like you like maxed it already. You're like,
no,
well, I didn't
max
I
it, but like I'm like, oh, okay. How do I guess I have to build bases everywhere, and I'm all alone. So like it's just taking me a lot longer to do everything versus if you play with a bunch of friends online. So obviously no one else has the game.
Yeah.
All right.
Tribes of Midgard.
Yeah. Tribes of Midgard.
And then what was the other one? Baldur's Gate 3 is a D&D game that I'm going to be checking out. It's a co-op D&D game that looks super fucking interesting to me. It's probably going to be like $60, so definitely going to have to wait for a sale for that chance. But it's a, D&D, but like fully turn-based,
like
Diablo style,
right?
Gameplay,
so
you know what I mean? It looks sick. I'm going
to
show it to
shit.
You after the fucking, after
yeah,
this podcast,
I'm going
to show you the trailer.
I'm so down.
But yeah, just... We've been gaming through. We've been going through fucking games. I beat Forza Horizon 5 also. I did, like, almost all the races. I think I have, like, maybe 3 races left, and they're, like, optional ones. Mm-hmm. But I did all of the races. I got over $1 million in the game, too.
Wait, you're talking about Forza, right? Okay, Forza.
Yeah, Forza Horizon 5.
No, I didn't buy that Need for Speed one. That one that came out after Need for Speed.
No, we were playing Heat again together.
That one looked really good too.
Yeah,
I was tempted. There's a crazy sale on it. I'm gonna have to get it.
I was playing some Yu-Gi-Oh the other night too. I was running through the Yu-Gi-Oh story mode, Legacy of the Duelist again.
I'm replaying Hogwarts. Well, not replaying. But
oh yeah, I was playing some of that. Yeah, I was playing some of that too. I need to finish it.
Yeah, same.
I really need to finish it.
Cyberpunk.
So I can undownload it because it's like 75 gigs.
Yeah,
I need to beat it.
Yeah.
And then me and Taven actually re-downloaded the Halo Master Chief Collection, so we might be running through some Halo co-op on stream here soon. Yeah, Dad. Sup, girl? Nothing? She was so stunned. She was just like, what? Nothing? Dad?
Yeah. She can put her mouth on it.
Oh my god, she's so fucking cute. I wish you guys could look at her all the time like I can. But yeah, so that's all the fucking games I've really been playing too. Is there anything you've been playing? You started Fallout 76 with Sarah, with Queen.
Yeah, shout out to Queen. Shout out to Queen again.
How'd you feel about it?
It wasn't too bad. It was definitely something.
You know,
that
I'm team fuck Fallout 76. I know. And fuck Bethesda.
And it, I mean, so far, I don't know. I was kind of like rushing through it so I could get through some stuff, and she was showing me how to do stuff. But yeah, like the item thing, like I was just filling up on items really fast. Like I don't have to try to take my time with it. But I mean, the land and the monsters and shit is like typical Fallout, so I feel like there's, like, no difference from Fallout 4, because I could just go...
What about the portable base shits?
I don't... Yeah, that... I don't know.
You don't know how you feel about it?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't really like it.
I played before there was even NPCs or anything.
Put a base and then go... I mean, I kind of... I don't know. We'll see how I feel about it. I haven't played it enough, but I do need to start it back up. But then I can see everyone else's base. Everyone else's cool-ass bases. And then I'm... Exactly, Naya.
Yeah.
Everyone else has cool ass bases, and then I'm like chilling with trying to like figure out how to place this little stump of a campsite. I can't with them.
She's such a little fucking menace, you guys.
She's trying to walk.
She said fuck naps, you guys. She's done with naps. She doesn't take them anymore, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really wants to walk. She hasn't even really learned crawling yet. She's just like, I'm just kind of skipping. I'm done with this bullshit fucking stationary phase. I'm going into play mode. Like, look, even, was she like this last month, you guys? No, right?
What?
We got a certified menace here.
So
a D-Clan member, you know what I'm saying? So you're not grabbing the mic, girl. I have the Sharingan. I'm faster than you by far. She thinks so.
She's so cute.
Know?
I love her.
Also, shout out Jaquan for getting us the motherfucking. All right. Yeah. All right,
girl.
You like Jaquan.
Yeah, she should.
For getting us the Pokemon rack. We got the fucking hanger rack from. And he's about to hook us up with this obsidian flame one. This should look amazing,
yeah,
bro.
That one is awesome.
With Charizard and Titar. I mean, they got the little trash hat, but you know what? It's fine. Also, big fucking shout out Light for streaming every day in our Discord. Like, I've been loving these Pokemon streams every morning. I've been like waking up, making my coffee, taking my morning dab, and then watching some of Light's Pokemon stream. And he's streaming like in the Diamond Pearl era too. It's been so nice. I haven't watched that seasons in forever. I feel like, because I did just finish Journeys, actually. I got to react to the last episode, the final fight.
I saw you were watching it at work.
Yeah, I got to react to the final fight still. I want to do that live on stream, because I'm probably going to cry.
Oh, yeah, with him. Yeah.
Yeah. And
wait, do we ever
that's just
see
gonna hit.
Butterfree in them? Like,
I don't know.
I guess.
Don't make me think about that right now. I don't want to think about that right now. Ash is Butterfree. My God.
I thought they were putting it in.
Don't make me think about it right now.
Alrighty.
He's off with his girl somewhere, happy.
That's where I got the little one there.
Also, for you, any of you guys who don't know, I tried to run a giveaway for 400 subscribers, right? Well, it was originally just for my birthday. It was a birthday giveaway. It was however every time we would hit an extra 100 subs, I would add a card to the giveaway. got a really nice or like literally like 5 or 6 cards and a sealed pack of Viv Voltage, but it was like a vintage first edition Rockets Hideout, all kinds of other shit. And this motherfucker won the giveaway after commenting on all my videos, being supportive, joining the Discord, doing the whole thing. As soon as I sent tracking information, left the Discord, blocked me on everything, unsubscribed from me on YouTube. Like, how fucking petty is that?
Fucking,
bro?
Like, it's immature as fuck. Like, I don't care what literally y'all like have a $75
giveaway.
Immature as fuck. Like, come on now.
Like a $75 giveaway. Just like, just because I'm nice, you know what I mean? I just do a ton of giveaways.
Like, subscribe is fucking free, bitch.
I'm about to bless the fucking Discord with another 25 free PC games that I do every 3-4 months.
Come on,
like I don't mind doing giveaways, but like literally a subscription is free.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Unsub.
If you can't even stay subscribed to my channel,
left the Discord. I get maybe not tall. Like,
I get leaving the Discord even, but unsubscribing.
No, I don't get leaving the fucking Discord.
Unsubscribing.
I don't know. Whatever.
It's crazy.
If you're gonna enter, if you're gonna take the time to enter something, then just stay fucking.
But I'm petty, as you guys know. So I paid the $15 to have you fucking United States Postal Service block that shit and mail
block
it back
bitch.
To me.
Yeah.
So thankfully, we haven't gotten it back in the mail yet, but they did take the money out and they did confirm that they were able to intercept the package. So I saw it was like back in Harrisburg after it did make it down there to her shitty ass state. She's just full of like fucking crack right now, dog. She's not even like mad. She's just like, I want to play. But yeah, so as you guys know, I got the package back. And that will be the giveaway. I'm only giving it to a fucking real one. If you listen to this podcast and are subscribed to the YouTube, if you hear this fucking password that's about to come right after this episode here, pay attention. I'm giving you literally a freebie. I'm telling you where it is. It anyone
hell
can enter.
Yeah.
If you're in the U.S., you can enter. I don't care. If you wanna,
summiters that
if
make
you're
the
outside,
fucking climb.
If you're outside the U.S. and you want to pay shipping and you Venmo me for the shipping, I'll ship it to you. But I'm only giving it to a real fucking Summit Straw Hat fucking fleet member. So
love you all.
You guys know what to do. Listen to the fucking thing that comes after this. It's going to tell you the passcode and how to enter. Appreciate you all being here. Sorry that we were gone for forever. We're going to try to do more podcasts, I promise. We're trying to stick to bi-weekly. I know I fucked up last month. We were on a little streak, but we're trying to do bi-weekly. So at least 2 a month. Maybe more, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you all being here. Thank you all
love
for
you all.
Coming up the summit. Be safe traveling back down the summit. Peace.
I hate you.
We are bringing back the giveaways, secret passcode giveaways here for this special episode. The password giveaway is going to be Anaya D. Kohler. You must type her full name into the giveaway chat to win. 18 plus only, U.S. shipping only. Unless you're outside. If you're outside the U.S. and you're in the Discord and you really want the giveaway, well, you pay for shipping and we'll send it to you. But that's how these work. There's hidden ones throughout the podcast. And if you find them, post them in the giveaway chat in the Discord. Peace.